The South African government is exhuming the remains of 50 citizens who were forced into exile by the apartheid-era government and died in either Zimbabwe or Zambia. Officials say the goal is to return the remains home for reburial and bring the families some closure.
It was in fact one of the recommendations of South Africa's Truth and Reconciliation Commission, the TRC, that there should be community reparations to communities that were severely affected by political violence. And the exile community is exactly one such community.
Nearby lie mass graves of some of the estimated 20,000 people that Zimbabwe's army killed during a power struggle in the 1980s. Advocacy group Ibrechu Likazulu says the victims remain buried while South Africa's government retrieves its citizens. Mbuso Fuzwayo is the group's leader.
It's sad because our government accepts that ANC must exhume, but Zimbabweans are not allowed to exhume their people. They are not allowed to speak. The government wants an outcome that suits or exonerates us. So at the end of the day, Zimbabwe is far from healing.
66-year-old Sipho Mutimukulu says his parents, brother and cousin were all killed by Zimbabwean security forces more than 40 years ago. He says he has waited for justice and reburial of his relatives, but he has given up as age wears him down.
What I want done is to see or hear the perpetrator himself. Just that is enough for me to be able to feel like the case has come to a closure. The government is now taking a new dimension on it, is roping in chiefs, but to me it's really not what I would have expected a government to do about this massacre.
Since coming to power in 2017, President Emmerson Mnangagwa has promised to deal with the issue of the massacres. His predecessor, Robert Mugabe, was in power during the massacres, but dismissed evidence of them as, quote, heap of lies. With music calling for peace and unity playing in the background, Mnangagwa said during a visit to Bulawayo in July that survivors would be interviewed and could get compensation.
Today is a pivotal moment in our history. This is the day where we demonstrate that as a country, we are capable of resolving our disputes as Zimbabweans, regardless of their complexity or magnitude.
As South Africa takes home the remains of the victims of its struggle for freedom, some Zimbabweans say they can't wait for their turn. Columbus Mavunga, VOA News, Bulawayo, Zimbabwe.